My issue is that that particular episode demonstrates the injustice of how the common fisheries policy is implemented, that you have huge corporations that can buy up quota all across Europe and other European member states, put them on a couple of boats and go out there and do whatever they want, and this young girl can't. And anybody can see that that is not a sustainable and fair system. Of course, the big picture for Irish fishing communities is that we have obviously a 200-mile exclusive economic zone. From 12 miles to 200, that's under the jurisdiction of the Common Fisheries Policy. The large majority of those fish caught in those waters are caught by other member states. So nobody's arguing that shouldn't happen, it should all just be Irish boats, but they're asking for fairness. And if you think about climate change, surely it makes sense that those communities that are closest to those waters would get the first opportunity, you know, zonal attachment. And indeed, that's what the British got, and it was accepted as part of the Brexit deal, that they would reclaim a large amount of the fish in their waters. That was accepted. That was the common agreement in terms of the trade and cooperation agreement. And of course, we lost out badly from that. We lost out, you know, 43 million, you know, per annum over 5 years. So what's the implications of this failure? I'm using this opportunity to appeal to our government to have a plan to challenge the injustices of the Common Fisheries Policy. Base it on Murrin Kavanagh's story. That this cannot stand, that this undermines the European project in the eyes of decent people, that what is happening in our waters cannot be sustained. So that's my appeal today, that the Irish government changes course, has a plan, and stands up for our fishing communities.